White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 6, 1910. My son, James Edson White. I have received and read your letter. I am hardly capable of answering your letter, but will place the letter in the hands of your brother, W.C. White. I have been unable to do writing for some weeks. My head becomes dizzy, and my left eye, which has often been afflicted, has troubled me much. And if I do not look on the letter paper, I am relieved from pain. I must now save myself from brain labor for a time. I begin now to be dizzy, and must not tax my eyes. Willie will be in my room soon, and I will then pass the letter into his hands, and we will converse together concerning it. We have had a very hot spell of weather, but it has been cooler yesterday and today. I have visited the school farm, and they are moving along in the preparation for buildings. At the close of the school term, I spoke a short time to them. We all appreciate the advantages of this place, so retired from cities and villages. I have been on the sick list, with tired brain and nervous difficulty. I would be so pleased to see you, but will remain at home now. This afternoon, Sarah is sick, and Dr. Abbott is now called in. We hope this is nothing serious. I am sure it is not. I am thankful that it is something of short duration, but Sarah has had quite an ill turn. She will soon be well again. I have good housekeeping help. I thank the Lord for every blessing. I remember you and Emma in my prayers. We are to worship the Lord in the simplicity of true faith and true godliness. We may trust in God and believe His word in simple, confiding faith. The gracious promise of God is for us continually. I am encouraged in the Lord. For a little time I could not attend and lead in the family worship, reading appropriate scriptures and leading in prayer. But now I am able to pray and to read the scriptures. I shall not take on so great burdens as I did in Mountain View and Lodi, where I spoke from the scriptures for 1 hour each time, for 4 times in succession in each place. I have not been well, but I am recovering. I feel so grateful to our Heavenly Father that I can trust in His promise, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. I hope you will, my children Edson and Emma, walk carefully, yet hopefully, before the Lord, and that His peace may be in your hearts, and His praise and thanksgiving proceeding from grateful hearts, because you love God and keep His commandments. Mother.